They said, so what do you want to be when you're older? And I said, I want to be a property developer. Someone's dropped out from a work experience with a property developer. Do you want to take their place? He said, you just saved me 70 grand. And I said, and you charge 10%.
It's eye candy. Yeah. It's almost like property porn.
I can see a little bit of a niche here. I can see an angle where we can sort of start helping luxury developers or luxury estate agents.
That's every entrepreneur right there.
Made the handle UK Estates. It was a great handle at the time. And UK Estates got a little bit bigger. Started dabbling into property a lot more.
Because it's not just who you know, it's who knows you.
It's a weird industry in that everyone kind of holds their cards to their chest sort of thing. The way I look at London is it's international waters. When's the project manager getting here? And I said, I'm the project manager. And he said, you're a kid.
Right now, if I get sent to you, here's 200 grand. I want you to get a banger in London. Where are you going? What are you looking for? Deontay, great to have you on Winners on a Wednesday.
Thank you for having me on, Samuel.
So you've got an interesting background because you built up one of the largest property UK Instagram handles called UK Estates. Yeah. And I was following you for bare time, bro. And you were following me.
Yeah.
We were chatting.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were.
Yeah.
Some anonymous account with this massive following. Yeah. Great content. Then I'm mentoring a guy, Deontay. And then I found out it was the same person. Yeah. And it was like, wow, what's going on? Yeah. So you only recently even came out and said that actually you're the owner.
Yeah.
You're the mastermind behind this massive property page. So how did you get into property? Where did this all start?
I got into property really young. So back in the day, back in school, I used to sell sweets. And
that's like the normal kind of entrepreneurial.
Exactly.
Play Monopoly,
yeah.
Sold sweets, sell stuff at school. That's every entrepreneur right there.
Basically, I got in trouble for selling sweets in school. I got sent to the hub in school, and basically the teachers were saying, listen, you're getting decent grades. Like, you could do a little bit better, but you're sort of not winging it, but you're sort of just on cruise control sort of thing. And now we found out you're selling sweets. Like, what's happening? And I've just said, like, I just want a bit of extra cash. Want to buy a new pair of school shoes, blah, 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 the norm. And basically what happened was they said, so what do you want to be when you're older? And I said, I want to be a property developer. I'm about 14 at the time. So they're looking at me thinking, well, who doesn't want to be a property developer? Who doesn't want to get into property? Who doesn't want to own a house? And I said, no, but I'm going to do it a bit different. I'm going to buy a van. I'm going to learn a trade. I'm going to be a plasterer, an electrician, or whatever. And then I'm going to start buying houses after I've made enough money. And when I said that to them, they kind of resonated with it because I kind of had a nice blueprint there.
An actual plan.
Exactly. And then a couple weeks later, work experience is happening. I didn't have any work experience because most people was going to work experience with their parents. So I was going to do my work experience as a PE teacher in school. And one of the teachers from the hub, she actually called me up on a Saturday and said, someone's dropped out from a work experience with a property developer. Do you want to take their place?
Damn, what a great work experience.
Yeah. So she said the only caveat to it, and this is why the person's dropped out, is they're only offering a 2-week placement rather than a 1-week placement. And the following week will be in your summer holidays. I said, of course I'll do it.
Yeah. Even better.
Exactly. Went and done it. Really, really grateful to them. They were a main contractor, working mainly in central London. And they had me sort of just doing some admin works and stuff like that. Got to work really closely with the two directors, father and son. And on one of the days he come in, I was kind of on my phone and whatnot. And he said, why isn't anyone giving Deontay any work to do? He's given me a spreadsheet and he said, can you correlate the two, basically the valuations? And in doing it, I'd saved him 70K. I didn't even know how I did it, to be honest. Basically, there was just a small discrepancy in the numbers. And when I took it to him and said, this one's 70K light, he sort of said, I'll show you how to do it properly. He's going through it. As he's getting lower and lower down in the sheet, he said, hold on a minute, don't send this. He said, you just saved me 70 grand. And I said, I only charge 10%. And then he said, how about a job? And then straight away after work experience, I went back to school. He said, get a C in English and maths and you can work for me. So I went and worked for him for about 5 years, up until I was 19 and left school at 15. I was one of the youngest in the year. And worked for him for about 19 and then set out and started UK Estates off the back
That's
of that.
Awesome. So your kind of background then when you set up the Instagram page was based on real life experience of working within a small property development firm. Yeah. What did you learn then over those 4 years about property?
So my role was a quantity surveyor. So I come in as an apprentice. They sort of took me down the route. They said, which route do you want to go? Architect, project management, contracts management, quantity surveyor. And I said, which one makes the most money? And they said Quantity Surveyors. So I said, cool, I'll take that route. Which I said, which one makes the most money and what do you need the most? And they said Quantity Surveyor. So I went down that route, went to university. As soon as I was in my sort of, like, it was a 5-year degree in university, on my last 2 years of finishing, that's when I sort of...
So you went uni to study Quantity Surveyor?
Yeah, yeah, went uni to study Quantity Surveyor, five-year course, and college to study the entry in to get into uni as well.
Yeah. So when did you start, like, what year did you start buying your own properties and making money?
So that was, so started making money within property properly, like proper money, I'd say, was about 2019. And that was when I just set up UK Estates. I kind of see a niche in that I remember the firm I was working for started getting social media managers. Mm-hmm. And this was the time of like your Ty Lopez's and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I actually done a bit of mentorship with Ty Lopez as well. And I really sort of found that social media is really sort of about to explode. If it hadn't already exploded. And I said, I don't really see anyone doing anything mega on property. I mean, you've got your Zooplas, your Right Moves, you're on the markets. None of them really, really push social media. They're all online platforms, but if you actually look at their online presence, it's not really there as much. Yeah. So I said, I can see a little bit of a niche here. I can see an angle where we can sort of start helping luxury developers or luxury estate agents. And I just started pitching them, really. Made the handle UK Estates. It was a great handle at the time. And I just started pitching them. And I basically said to them, I've got an online magazine. We'll feature your luxury listing on our magazine. And they started saying yes. And then off the content, we started gaining a bit of traction.
I think the reason the page is so good as well is because there's a lot of luxury estates. Yeah. There's like the before and afters. Yeah. It's eye candy.
Yeah,
it's definitely. Almost like property porn.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah.
I remember following it. I can't remember how many years ago it was, but I would follow the page. Yeah. Just get inspiration and see developments and sites and beautiful homes. So, man, I was following it for a long time. And you've got now, how many followers do you have on UK Estates?
So we've got, collectively as a whole, we've got about 500,000.
Wow.
On...
big, man, because it was a niche. Property UK niche. Yeah. It's big. Yeah. More followers than I've got on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah. We got about 333,000 on Instagram now, but that grows rapidly as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how did we connect then? And how did that, from your perspective? Because, like, how did I come on your radar? Why did you decide to come down to the crash course and get on that side of things? How did that happen?
So, funny story, really. I was sort of further getting into property and sort of like online entrepreneurship and stuff like that, come across some of your YouTube videos. And I was really mesmerizing how you easily use breaking things down. So you was breaking it down really easily for in layman terms, really.
Yeah.
Like it was really easy to digest and understand.
Because you've got a background of uni and quantity surveying, and there's a lot of sort of, it's very complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
Property
development
is very complicated, but my job is to try and break it down, make it simple, so that everybody can understand. And sometimes people even criticize me for that. Oh, you make it too simple. But I'm thinking, hang on, complexity is the thief of execution. If I make it complicated, everyone's going to go, oh, that's too complex for me. Exactly. If I make it simple, then people can go, actually, you know what? Maybe I can do this. And then they can slowly, it's like when you're doing anything, if you're learning a skill, if you're learning to drive, if the driving instructor and you don't know how to drive says, it's really complicated. There's the gears, there's this, there's that. And I can't do this. Yeah. You're never going to drive. Because actually, you got this. Let me show you. All you got to do is this, this, this. Okay. And then slowly bring more and more layers to it. You know, that's kind of like what I do.
And that simplicity I knew was brilliant for my channel. Because a lot of the people that follow me, they might own their residential home. They might need a bit more understanding in terms of investing into property. And the simplicity that you come with was really sort of refreshing to see, especially when I was sort of moving into the entrepreneurship side. So watched a load of your YouTube videos along the way, dropped you a follow. We connected up, I think, online. And then Crash Course, I actually come to a Crash Course, I think, in maybe about 2019.
Really? That long ago?
Yeah.
6 years, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Long time ago. So I come to a Crash Course in like 2019. To see what he was about, and I really liked it. Really thought it was the sort of right vibe to go down. But I was still in my UK Estates mode, sort of building that up, partnering up with estate agents, partnering up with property developers, partnering up. So I didn't proceed to go through with anything. And then as time went on, and UK Estates got a little bit bigger, I started dabbling into property a lot more personally. And then I circled back. And I think I just called up, or I think I DM'd you.
You did.
And I just said, can I just sign up to the academy? Yeah. I think the message was something like, what's the most efficient way to sign up to the academy?
No, I think you said, if I remember, because most people come to a crash course, learn a bit, then they go to maybe one or two programs, then they go through an interview process, and then they end up after 6 months, maybe getting invited to the academy. Whereas I think with you, you just messaged and just said, I want to do the academy. Yeah. I was like, no, that's the top level, bro. That's like the mentorship where you get all that. And you're like, I said, it's £12,000. I want to sign up for that one. So I was like, all right, well, I'll get one of the guys to call you. We can go through. Yeah. I think it was the quickest interview process, like 5 minute call. Yeah. So I was a surveyor. I've got UK states. I've done this. And we were just like, all right, calm, cool. Yeah. Bang. And you joined like that.
Yeah. And that main sort of reason, as you said, to join him was, I wanted to network around property people.
Yeah, sure.
Property people is, it's a weird industry in that everyone kind of holds their cards to their chest, sort of thing. Especially when you have an online presence as well. You've probably seen this. Yeah. And what I thought is, let me get in a circle of property people. And not only that, I was branching out into the sourcing side of things, with UK estates in actually sourcing properties across the UK. And I thought, what better place to network with people than actual people learning to source property from one of the best educators in the country? So it worked really well.
Yeah. And since, I mean, I know you've done quite a bit of business. You've been super involved with the academy stuff. All kinds of stuff we can talk about. But also, you've gone on to build a £1 million property portfolio.
Yeah.
So congratulations,
thank
bro.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So where are you buying?
So flipping is in around London. Yeah. I'm based in London, grew up in London. But part of my childhood I spent in Essex. Because property prices are a little bit cheaper down there, and I know the area really well, so I hold in Essex. Right. So I look to generate that them lump sums in London and then buy and hold in.
That's interesting because a lot of people that live in London think they've got to go and invest in Liverpool or Grimsby because London doesn't work, it's too expensive. So how are you making London work? And also, you're not buying necessarily really expensive properties. Yeah, no. You know, you're buying like apartments with short leases and stuff like that. So I want to kind of make sense of your strategy and find out what is it that you're looking for? Where are you finding your deals? Yeah. So if you're right now, if I get said to you, here's £200,000, I want you to get a banger in London. Where are you going? What are you looking for?
So I'm looking at areas, not in prime central London, obviously, but areas that are up and coming around London. So I'm talking your Croydons, your Mitchums, around those sort of areas that might not have a London postcode, it's still in greater London, but you can still pick up good things for good money.
Like Greenwich?
Greenwich works as well. I was speaking to Elijah the other day about a short lease in Greenwich. Yeah. So them sort of places work really well. I try and stick to the areas that I know because London's so niche in that one road could be 100 grand difference.
100%.
So I'm more so Southwest London. I'm looking in mainly, and I'm networking as well. So I buy things that have problems. So for the problems that I'm buying them, I get a discount, and we're really transparent with that. Whether it's sort of direct to vendor stuff that we're doing, online or offline, or whether it's estate agents or auctioneers that we're talking to, if it's got a problem, there's no problem, but we need to be able to get a discount
of
for
course.
The problem.
So what kind of problems then? And where are you looking? Are you looking on Rightmove? Are you speaking to auctioneers? Or?
So not so much looking on Rightmove, but we're more so speaking and networking with auctioneers. We're able to do strategic business with auctioneers because of the background that we have with UK estates. So we can go into an auctioneers and we can basically pitch them that you give us some things that make sense for us and we can shine a little bit more light on your auction house, or we can shine a little bit more light on, for instance, lot number one, because usually lot number one is their sort of their attraction property. Sure. And we might be able to do a bit of a promotion behind lot number one, for instance.
It's network, isn't it? It's network. I mean, you can look on Rightmove and you can find good deals on Rightmove.
Definitely.
Absolutely. But probably the best thing, in my opinion, about finding deals on Rightmove is viewing a property and then getting a relationship with an agent.
Yeah.
Because relationships is everything. And I think that's why you said join the academy.
Yeah, exactly.
To get personal connections.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you run UK Estates, so people can see who you are. Because it's not just who you know, it's who knows you.
Exactly.
So when you're connected to people, people know who you are, you're in the right circles. So, okay, so deals, you'll probably find, it's not even like you even have to aggressively look for deals. They kind of come to you a little bit.
You put the feelers out.
Right.
And then you basically tell people, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I want. Yeah. And then they come to you.
Or the amount of deals I buy, that have been found by Academy members.
Yeah.
But they haven't got the money. Or they might be a newbie and they haven't even got the knowledge to try and package it and sell it because they joined yesterday. Mm-hmm. But they're like, oh, I just came across this. Yeah. What do you think? And I go, you know what? I actually quite like this. What's your plan? I don't know what my plan is. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a couple £1,000.
Exactly.
You want.
Yeah.
That kind of thing happens. So problem properties, what kind of problems then are we talking?
So we're looking for something wrong with the title maybe.
Right, like what?
Like for instance, there might be a restricted covenant on it.
Yeah.
Or we're looking for short leases on flats. Or we're looking for probate properties, something that needs a refurb potentially. And then there's loads of different strategies you can do. Obviously you can go down the delay completion route and assisted sale, which we've done a lot with UK estates. That's been sort of like lump sum monies that's come into UK estates. So we've been able to work really well with agents to do assisted sales where something might be on the market a little bit long and we can pitch them on and it might be something where we've gone and done a viewing. We've said to the agent, oh, we do also have UK estates in the background. If it's anything that we can do to help you, then let us know. It's about giving value at the end of the day.
Yeah. But we'll maybe get on to assisted sales a bit because I'd like to talk to you about that. So you're finding these properties, they've got problems, motivated seller, they want the cash, and then you're buying it, renovating it, and then flipping it.
So in London, it would probably usually be a flip.
Why not a refinance in London?
It's just the amount of margin you have to make to be able to make a refinance make sense and right. You're going to leave a lot of money in usually.
And the mortgage is going to be quite high and the rent might not cover it. Yeah. So in other words, the maths, if you buy a property in London for $500,000 and then you have to spend $100,000 on it, that's $600,000 in total. If the end value is $700,000, if you flip it and make $100,000, okay, that's fine. But if you refinance it, you're going to leave a big chunk of money in. You're now going to have a big fat £500,000 mourgage. Exactly. Your rent's only going to be probably $2,500, which isn't in it. So sometimes it makes sense to flip it, make a quick chunk of cash and move on. And that's why in Essex, that's why you're more doing the refinance.
Refinance strategy works a lot better for us in Essex. The way I look at London is it's international waters. London is a market where millionaires and billionaires from all over the world want to invest in. So because of that, the prices are just so heavy. So you can make good lump sums, but the refinance and holding things, I think it's a different strategy for a different time in your life.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, get some chunks of cash, build wealth, and then you can start dumping it into more properties. How many properties are you holding right now? Then how many are you sitting on at the minute?
At the moment, 5, just about to complete a number 6.
Decent.
That's holding.
And how old are you?
25.
Bro, that's decent, man. I can only envision when you're like my age, when you're 33, can only imagine, mate. I can't believe that you're just 25 because the experience that you've got. But then that's what happens when you leave school at 15.
Yeah.
Did you know that the average age to get a job is now 23?
I see. I might have even seen it on your channel.
24 if you're a woman.
Yeah, I see.
That's basically your age, bro.
Yeah.
To get a first job.
Yes. It's the traditional route, I mean.
The average age to buy a house is 37.
Yeah.
And you got 6th house going through and you're 25. And these are not like Grimsby houses. These are in London and they're 6.
Yeah.
Do you ever stop and just think like, actually, wow, what I've done is quite incredible.
It's a weird one. I speak to a lot of entrepreneurs and I ask them that same question. And I think when you're so focused on the next step, it's hard to sort of stop. Look at yourself and say,
yeah, you're still climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
You're still climbing the mountain.
To me, I still look at it as there's a long way to go.
Yeah. Sometimes though, you need to stop. And you know, when you are climbing a literal mountain, sometimes you need to stop and just look back and go, wow.
Yeah.
Come a long way.
Yeah.
Anyway, definitely. Next.
Yeah.
You can't sit and be too impressed and pat yourself on the back. So talk to me then about assisted sales. So what is that and how does that work?
So essentially assisted sales is when you assist on a sale. Estate agents obviously sell a property. It's a whole different sort of thing. They sell a property and get a commission from it. Assisted sales is when you sort of agree up a price early doors, when you sort of go into a property that might not be selling or might have some problems. And because of those problems, they're having to sell at a lower value than it's actually worth if those problems were fixed. And we can go in and say, how about we help you fix the problem? Once we fix the problem, we'll then sell the property for its true market value. And then we'll split the profit some way or another.
So an example would be, let's say you've got a flat in London, the freeholder's gone missing. This is one that a real life case study. So it's a leasehold property with a short lease, but we can't find the freeholder. We don't know who they are. So now they're selling the property for a song. And then you could say, hang on a minute, don't sell it for 120 grand. If you can find the freeholder and sort it out and extend the extend the lease, you could sell this for 250 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but we just, oh, we're fed up and oh, we've spent money. How about this then? Look, the 120, rather than us buying it for 120, let us assist you, as you say. We'll sell it for a lot more. And anything above 120 that we manage to achieve, we'll split 50-50.
Yeah.
So that's an assisted sale.
Exactly.
So do you find this, what's the advantage to doing that than just buying it for 120?
So you're not paying stamp duty.
Yeah.
You're not having to put a chunk of money into the deposit or into bridging.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, your money can stretch a lot longer.
Mm.
So there are a few advantages.
I guess you're not putting any money down really at all, are you? Apart from maybe a bit on legals and stuff.
So a little bit on legals, and then depending on what the actual the assist is, the problem, you might have to put a bit of money
refurb. Down.
Yeah, but it's nothing in comparison to obviously purchasing the property as well.
Yeah. So what's the vision then? What's your business plan looking like over this year, 2025?
So this year, 2025, it's more so personal branding a lot more. We spoke about this back in a couple months ago.
Yeah, man, at my house.
Yeah.
No, my hotel.
Hotel, yeah. Willingham. We spoke about it a few months ago. It's more so pushing the personal brand a little bit more, just because people do business with people. And I've come to understand, well, probably understood it for a long time, but come to...
I think it was me, bro, that was trying to get you to come out.
Tell me the
story. What happened?
Yeah, so we were down at your hotel. We were having a chat and essentially we was looking at everyone's Instagram pages, and you said, if your face ain't on your Instagram, it's probably a bad thing. And then we come across mine, and you said, okay, there's a bit of an exception here, but you do need to be pushing your personal brand a little bit more.
And you were like worried. Yeah. Why were you worried about people knowing that you are the owner of UK Estates?
So UK Estates has grown rapidly, and the people that know that I own UK Estates, I do really good business with them. But the property business that we're in, a lot of people are 50, 60, 70 years old, and they kind of do business with people that look like them or are the same age as them, the same generation of them, the same ethics.
Talk like them, and they're kind of that kind of clicky.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, man, I'm a 25-year-old black dude.
Yeah.
How's this going to...
How does it fit? And I mean, going into a professional environment at the age I did, it was... That was my life story at the end of the day. I remember going to meetings and I was the project manager or something at 16. And the person on the other side of the table basically said, like, when's the project manager getting here? And I said, I'm the project manager. And he said, you're a kid. And I said, well, let's get the job done. And if I do well, then you won't say that on the next one. And as we sort of processed into other projects, then a lot of them sort of learned to respect and trust me. But it's that rapport building. That I found a bit of an issue with.
How's the academy been? You've been on now about 6 months or so, maybe more. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit more. But brilliant. It's been good. It's been really well. I really like the fundamentals that you've got, like with the mentoring calls. You've got a really great system in place. Especially for someone coming in from a fresh standpoint, the amount that you would be able to help someone is what I remember when I was an apprentice. It was like being able to pick up the phone to someone that's 5-10 years in front of you and say, how do I do this? What do I do with this? And hats off to you. Like that's
appreciate dumb. It, man. Tell me about the house viewing that you went on recently.
Oh yeah, we just spoke about it yesterday. So I went and looked at a property down in Kent, and it was actually one of the academy members that sort of said, this might be something for you. So I went down there, I've pulled up outside, I've walked in, and When I do house viewings, I'm quite sort of visual and quiet. I kind of look especially when it's an open house, because you don't really want to give away too much what you think you can do to it and stuff like that. And I'm walking around and being a bit visual, and I've heard someone say Samuel Leeds, but I'm upstairs. So I've heard the name, and I thought, I wonder what's going on down there. So as I'm walking down, they're like, oh yeah, I got trained by Samuel Leeds, and he's telling someone else. And someone in the kitchen's turned around and he said, oh, I got trained by Samuel Leeds as well. And then the academy member that thought it was a good deal for me, he's in the room with me as well. And there's four people with us all somewhat connected to Samuel Leeds. And I said, it just goes to show you're doing really good things in the UK.
That's amazing. And the estate agent should love Samuel Leeds.
Yeah.
Because all these investors come and buy in the house.
Exactly,
And then you're then doing the before and after pictures on UK estates.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's absolutely great. Small world, man.
Small industry, definitely. Yeah,
yeah, it is, and that's why as well reputation is so important, because the property world is quite small.
Yeah,
so word travels fast.
Definitely.
Want to give a shout out to you as well because of what you brought to the academy. I know, obviously, you you paid your dues because you wanted to network and learn things and tweak things and grow, which you've done. But also you've been able to help people, not just on the academy, but you came out with us on a Uganda trip,
yeah,
which is epic. Tell me about that.
Uganda, man, that was heartwarming. So we went out to Uganda back in 2023 we went, and looked at the school that you're building out there. The hospital that you're building out there, and then the school that you're building out there as well. And yeah, that was really good. That was really good. It was really heartwarming.
Yeah, it's a good experience. And I don't think it was even complete then. When you came, it was...
So when I came...
Before it was... We hadn't even cut the ribbon or anything.
So when I came, the school was cutting the ribbon.
Yeah.
For the school. But the hospital, they took us through the hospital that was up and running. Yeah. And we see the conditions that the maternity...
You got to come back now, bro.
Like, definitely.
You got to come back, man. Yeah. What is it about giving back that you think helps you in business? Because I know you believe, as I believe, that when you're making money, you have a responsibility to be able to help people that are less fortunate.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
So I just think it's in your dues. Like, if you're blessed with something, or you're blessed with knowledge, or you're blessed with some sort of finance, then you should want to push it forward and help. And then for some reason, the world works in mysterious ways, but when you give, it just opens the doors for getting. Even early doors, like when I was reaching out to estate agents with UK Estates and saying, like, we'll feature your property on our magazine. And then they come back to me a month later and says, I don't know if it was UK Estates, but we weren't getting any inquiries. And then you featured it and then we sold it. And I'd just be like, that's great. I wouldn't ask for a kickback or anything like that. Just, and then the business that comes from that and the reputation that comes from that, it just pays dividends.
Yeah, I think it goes back to you reap what you sow. Yeah. If you put good out, good comes back. And also a lot of people, they got like 20 grand and they hold on to it with like this, oh, I got 20 grand now. And it's like, you gotta be a reservoir and you gotta have open hands. And when you have open hands and you're not clinging on to what you've got, clinging on to what you know as well. Yeah. Like you say in the industry, a lot of people keep their cars super close to their chest, don't want anyone else to compete. When you just actually, it's okay. You're able to receive a lot more and money flows through you as a reservoir. And it's not about competition, it's about collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, competing with people doesn't make sense. Collaborating with people, someone else winning doesn't mean I'm losing. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like we can win together. And I think that's kind of what I'm trying to create within the academy. I'm trying to create an environment where there's no competition. Everybody's winning. Everyone's winning together. And nah, man, it's been great. What will be your final words of wisdom and advice? And someone watching this is thinking, man, he's 25 years old. He's got owned six houses. I know as well, you own six houses, but you're also sourcing. Yeah. You're monetizing off the back of UK Estates. You're a serial entrepreneur in the property space, living a great life, driving fancy car, but helping people, traveling. Like, you just got back from, where did you get back from as well? You were on a charity trip as well, where you just
took? Kenya.
Kenya. Kenya. What were you doing there?
So that was water wells. We done 12 water wells over in Kenya. Yeah.
Sick, man. So come on, advice, final words of wisdom from watching this, inspired, wants to get in on this thing.
I think definitely advice would be get knowledgeable, 100% get knowledgeable and give value. Everyone's able to give value somewhere or another. No matter what level they come into the industry at, everyone's able to give value. Give value and you'll receive value.
I love that. And that's the reason, you know, that we do the interview process for the academy. Because when people are joining the academy, just because there's an investment, we still want to know, well, what are you going to be bringing? Yeah. When you're in the community, what are you bringing? You don't have to have lots, but you've got to have the mentality of, what can I get from this? What can I get from this relationship? What can I get from this community? What can I get from coming to this event? Now, what can you bring?
Yeah.
What can you give? And when you come to give, you end up getting a lot more than when you come to get.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Gente, respect, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, bro.